Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you joining us today. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you what, today's show is going to be off the chain. You know, I always have phenomenal guests. I have artists, I have authors, I have celebrities, I have all that jazz, and today's show is no different. Thank you so much for checking me out every Tuesday, of course, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. So excited to have you joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I'm telling you what, I'm just excited. I see all of you that are tuning in, that are joining us in the chat room. How you doing? Welcome. Those that are on the phone lines, those listening from Twitter, those listening from Facebook, and those that will listen from iTunes, we say hello, shout out to you, and of course, our faithful listeners from Blog Talk Radio and Charvette.com. All right, so today's show, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what, this young lady is dynamic. This is one of our artist spotlights. She is from Detroit, Michigan. She's the youngest daughter of Bishop Samuel and Lady J. Wilson. Big shout out to Community Christian Fellowship Ministries. She's a worship leader and a choir director. She has, like, one of her videos, just one of her videos in YouTube for Pressing Your Presence has over 100,000 hits. Her newest project is going to be out in 3 days. I love you. I know you've been seeing the tweets on Twitter, hashtag I love you live. Listen, the Word Network tweeted this past week about this young lady, and they said, if you're looking for quality and powerful worship music, look no further. And I know you're like, oh, my goodness, stop the suspense. Tell us who the guest is. Ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited to have in the virtual studio with me right now, Shayna Wilson.
Woo-hoo! Hey, everybody. Wow, what an awesome introduction.
Oh, I mean, you are just dynamic, Shayna. I'm telling you, it's easy when you have all of that going on and then the oil of God and the anointing on your life. It's easy just to introduce you and to our listeners, too. So we're excited to have you and just want to share a little bit more about you with our listeners. So tell us, how did music ministry start for you?
Well, first, I want to say thank you for having me on the show, Charvette, and to all of the listeners, I am excited to be here tonight. My ministry started maybe about 4 to 5 years ago. I was doing worship at my father's church, where I'm currently still doing worship, and I guess from doing that, there was just a burden on my heart to do more and to want to establish some music on my own. And so I talked to my producer, who was also the MD at our church, Vincent Berry, and he was like, well, you know, if God has placed it on your heart, let's do it.
All right.
So I started off doing some music in the studio, and mind you, that was my first time working in the studio. And I was very scared. I was like, okay, what do I do? How do I come up with songs?
Uh-huh.
How do I song write? I know what I want to say to God, but I want it to be something that everybody can relate to and say to God as well. So we started writing some songs, and I started going kind of like pop gospel or R&B gospel or traditional gospel. I did everything, and it just wasn't working. And so I just started writing worship music in my own home, and it turned into some praise and worship music, and I introduced one of the songs to our church, and everybody was like, who did that song? You know, they're so used to like big name artists and doing it every Sunday and Tuesday at Bible study. But I was like, you know, I did that song, you know, me and Vince, we wrote that song. And they was like, wow, you need to like continue doing that. And so from then on, I was like, God, this is what I know I'm supposed to do. When I know that the people can be uplifted, not just by regular gospel artists or the top name gospel artists, but just us as worship leaders and as worshipers in the body of Christ, he can use one of us anytime. And so from then on, I started doing my own music and started traveling around Detroit, just telling them, hey, I have some music.
My
some of the
goodness.
Past friends of my father, they allowed me to come into their church, and from then on, I continued to just take my band, and I said, I want you guys to be a part of what God has given me, and they believed in me, and ever since then, I have the same musicians, same singers, and everybody has just been so supportive. So it's been about 4 to 5 years.
My goodness. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, I mean, like I said, I was looking on YouTube, and I've listened to your music on YouTube, but then I started paying attention to, like, the hits when I was getting ready for the interview. I'm like, like, one has 100,000, another has, like, 80,000, another has 50,000, another has 20. I mean, just, and some of, like, Pressing Your Presence has a couple different videos. So, really, if you total all those up, I mean, the exposure for someone who, you know, we would say is kind of in the vineyard working, not in the national level yet or international level yet, but one of the new faces of Praise and Worship. So I salute you, because I'm telling you what, your time is here. Your time is here. So who inspired, you're welcome. Who inspires you? Are there any artists or in any genre that you've looked up to or that kind of helped inspire your music ministry?
Well, I'm very well rounded when it comes to music. I typically listen to all types of music. I'm not one dimensional, but I make sure that my spirit is being fed through any kind of music that I'm listening to. I just don't listen to anything.
Right.
I kind of keep an open mind, because I definitely work with our youth at our church, and I kind of just want to keep an update on what the new music and everything that's coming out. But my inspiration, I will say, comes from one of my biggest inspiration will be C.C. Winans, of course.
Oh, yes.
Hillsong, they are in a phenomenal group of people from a church in Australia.
Yes.
Darlene Check, she's an awesome worship leader. Also, Yolanda Adams. But C.C. Winans, she's always been in the back of my mind when I do my music. Her and Hillsong, they have a great influence on what I do. And, of course, all of the new artists and the artists that have come after them, those are the ones that have paved the way for me to do what I do in the industry. So I listen to all kinds. I take inspiration from everything. I write songs from almost anything that I see or hear. I can almost take a revelation from it and just write. Because everything, it goes back to Jesus. And so when I'm writing songs, it's not really a particular artist that I focus on, but it's just the message. And so, but when it comes to, you know, before my first live recording, I will watch C.C. Winans' live experience from Alabaster Boxing, her Throne Room DVD, and I would just play it over and over and just watch her graceful presence, how she would just come into the room and the presence of God would just follow her. And so she would be one of my main influences and mentors from afar.
Yeah.
I have always looked up to her. So C.C. Winans and Darlene Check, Hillsong, they're my number ones.
Oh, awesome, awesome. And when you're writing, do you, like, does it come in a flood? Like, do you get, like, an inspiration, like you said, from something you see or a revelation, and then, boom, you can just sit right down and write the whole song out, or does it come a different way?
Well, it comes that way, but sometimes it comes at the most random time. Like, I can be at home getting dressed or, you know, just taking phone calls or emails or something like that, and it's always at that moment where God just places something in my heart. Like when I did Pressing Your Presence, I was in a time where my life was just busy. I just had a lot of riffraff going on and things that I knew that God was trying to just say, okay, Shana, you need to stop and realize that I am the one that gives you each day. And so every time you waste time on frivolous things and things that does not matter or things that are not captivating my heart, then I get jealous. And so from that point, I just entered a season of brokenness. And it was the moment where God was just like, okay, I need your attention. And I wrote Pressing Your Presence in the bathroom. I was crying, and it was one of those times where I was just praying, because you can really hear great acoustics in the bathroom.
Yeah, yes.
Just a sidebar, you sound the best in the bathroom.
So I think that's
that was my Yes, that was
the American Idol contestants have been singing in the bathroom, and they thought they said it. So anyway, a little sidebar, but yeah.
Yes. But I wrote Pressing Your Presence on my bathroom floor, and I was just praying and crying out to God. And I went to the Bible, and the lady with the issue of blood, that story came, just opened up to my eyes.
Mm.
And from then on, I wrote Pressing Your Presence, and it was just a place of wholeness of me really finding who I am in the presence of God. And so every time I sing that song, no matter how many times I hear it, or I sing it, or people request it, I am remembering and reminded of the greatness of God and His presence that captivated me at that time when I wrote it. So I will forever sing that song as many people on and as much many times people ask me to sing it, I will sing it forever and ever and ever. So songwriting,
right.
I can be in the car just driving, and I'll just hear something, or I'll see some leaves and something like that, and just think of the goodness of God and just write a song. Or sometimes my producer will call and say, hey, I have a track or something like that. So it comes at a lot of different times.
All right. And listeners, you are going to get to hear Press in Your Presence in a little while. So keep tight there. Keep tight. If you just joined us, welcome. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm your lovely, dynamic host, Charvette. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And this is one of our artist spotlight with Shayna Wilson. I'm calling her one of the new faces of praise and worship. And we want to talk right now about the new project that's going to be out in 3 days. Oh, my goodness.
3 days. Yes.
Tell us all about it. Tell us all about it.
Well, this album is called I Love You, and it almost marks 4 years from the first time I recorded my first album, The Nations Are Waiting. And this album has just been being birthed for about 2 years now. I have been always talking about I want to do another album,
yeah.
But the time wasn't right. And so in this season of my life, I just have been tested in that area of love, not just in relationships with family, relationships with friends, with a partner, any type of relationship. I have
mm-hmm.
been challenged in that area of love, even when it comes to being at church. You know, you're so used to seeing the same person or the same people every day at church, so it's kind of like, you know, you just miss that moment of love and affection that you show your brother and sister in Christ. And so I was like, I want to name the album Love. And
okay.
Everybody I kept showing, they were like, no, you can't just do love. I was like, okay, well, I'll go back to the drawing board. And so I had started reading the scriptures on love, 1 John 4. That whole chapter just blew my mind. And out of everything that I read, it always just stuck to me that God loves me.
Mm.
And there's a song called He Loves Us. And I was like, well, I don't want to name it He Loves Us. So what about I Love You? And it stuck with me ever since then. And so from that, I just introduced it to my producers. And we went from there, and I showed my team some of the music. And I'm just so excited for the people of God, even your listeners, to hear what God has done at the live recording. Back in July, we recorded it here in Detroit. And ever since then, people have been just telling us how many great experiences they have had just from remembering some of the songs from the live recording. So I'm excited. We have 12 songs on there.
Oh,
and
nice.
It features, this time I'm featuring people, one of the greatest songwriters, worshipers, Julie Meyer. She's from Arkansas, and she's a wonderful worshiper. Well, Missouri. She's an awesome worshiper. We did a song called Alabaster Box. It's from her album, but we recorded it on mine as well. And then I have the great, my sister and friend, Tasha Cobb. She's
yes!
on there as well. We're doing a song called Never Be the Same. And then Von Murphy from Rock Nation, he's awesome. We wrote a song together called At Your Feet. So I'm excited for the people of God just to hear some of the new music that we have coming out. And hopefully within the next week I can give you some of the songs and you can start playing it for your listeners as well.
Fabulous. We would love it. We would love it. And I'm telling you, what is so awesome is that your music, the praise and worship, and I assume that's probably the genre that you would probably classify yourself in. But what's different about praise and worship artists is that, you know, us in our local churches, we need that music Sundays. You know, you're not necessarily going to sing, and I'm not even going to name artists, but you're not necessarily going to sing everything that is played on the radio in your local churches. But you're always going to have praise and worship, and the praise and worship teams are always looking for music. And so I think that it's so awesome that you're in this area, because your music really gets to, like, infiltrate, if you will, into churches all across America. So shout out for that. And so you have a birthday coming up, and you're going to do the CD release all together on the 20th, right?
Yes, I'm so excited because my sisters will be there as well with me. Prashia Hilliard, she's an awesome worshiper. Her CD has blessed me this past year. And then my sister here in Detroit, I love Kiki Kiara Shear. She's coming as well. And then Tasha Cobbs, we're all coming together, and we're just going to worship that night and just have fun in God and just release this new CD that God has given me in this season. So I'm excited. My birthday is coming up. I'm not too excited about me getting older.
You're getting better. You're just getting better.
I'm excited that at least I can birth a new CD on the day of my birthday.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
All right. And for those that are in the Michigan area, tell us how they can actually come to the CD release and all that good stuff.
Well, it's at my church, Community Christian Fellowship, and it's on the east side of Detroit by the city airport. The address is 8131 East Outer Drive. Again, I'll give that to you, 8131 East Outer Drive in Detroit, Michigan. Doors will open at 6 o'clock p.m. It will start promptly at 7 o'clock. And then right after the concert, we're going to celebrate my birthday and just have fun in our new cafe that we just opened, the V3K Cafe here at our church.
Oh.
So I'm so excited. My parents, you know, they're great pastors and parents, where they've allowed me to just come and just worship freely and not charge me. So I'm grateful for them as well.
Thank you.
Friday. Thank you, parents.
And people will be able to purchase your music. Will they be able to purchase it online shortly?
Yes, on January 20th, it will be released on iTunes, Amazon, almost every store that's online. I haven't had a chance or an opportunity to sign a distribution deal yet, but I'm praying and believing God that this year I'll be able to have a distribution contract with someone that can just get me into these stores for those that cannot or do not have the opportunity to go online and purchase CDs. So for right now, we're just distributing on iTunes, Amazon, from my website, www.shaynawilson.com. You can buy it there as well. And then they also can buy it that day at the album release. So,
all right.
A few ways that we can get it.
Wonderful. And, of course, listeners, you're already online. So, of course, the online purchase channel is perfect for you. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
Again, for those that are just tuning in, we say hello, hello to those that are hanging out on the phone lines. We see you. Thank you so much. And for those that are in the chat room, thank you so much for hanging out with us. And so I want to go back to that you are a worship leader, and you are you work in your local church, choir director. How important is it for artists to have some grounding, some covering, and not just kind of be out gigging all the time?
Oh, yes. It is very important because you have to have that foundation that brings you back to ministry. Just being able to be ministered to and to be poured into, you have to have that soil and that root to be able to be planted in your spirit. So when you go out, you will not be ministering off of empty fuel, if I will. It's just very important to, like me, I don't tell my ministry, you know, we have a gig this week. I always tell them it's a ministry engagement. Sometimes, you know, you can get caught up in, you know, hey, we have to go sing here, we have to do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But I try not to, just because, you know, not only that it's my parents' church, but if I was at anybody else's church, I always respect that Sunday to just go and worship and be imparted into with the Word of God. Even though I'm doing it on my spare time during the week, it's very important that you're just not forsaking the assembly of the brethren and not forsaking the assembly of Christ when he come and meet us in the service on Sundays. It's just very important to serve because that is one of the main reasons God has created us, is to be a servant. And, you know, I'm just lucky and I'm blessed to have the opportunity just to serve God's people through music and to be able to present them with something that they can't do on their own. Some
yeah.
people can't write or can't sing or can't reach God in a level that they would like to. So I'm just thankful for the avenue that God has given me to be able to just go and worship. But it's very important to, if you're not busy every Sunday, you should try to be in church at least 2 times out of the month. I try not to do an engagement on a Sunday, but
right.
you know, my parents, they're so gracious and understanding where they will say, okay, you can go out and do things like that. But I just like to be able to go back home and just feel the love and be energized and
yeah.
that refuel from the people and the Word of God. So, and it's very important. It is very important not to miss church. But if you are, you know, make sure when you're going out of town, you're at a church where you can have some substance in the Word of God.
Right. Good point. Good
yeah.
point. That brings up another question. Being a PK, did you ever feel like, as you were growing up, I'm going to have to find some area of ministry to work in? I guess I'm not going to be able just to sit back and do nothing. Did you ever feel a pressure to go one direction or another? Or did music really come just naturally and it was the way the Spirit led you?
Oh, no. I love children. I love youth. And so I always thought, you know, when I was growing up, we had an awesome youth ministry. Brother and Minister in Washington, they blessed us and they would always take us out and just not just in the church, but we would go out and do ministry and go out downtown Detroit and we would just go and win souls for Christ even at a young age. So I was like, I want to grow up and be a youth leader. I want to grow up and be a teacher and all of these things. And I wanted to do something in the schools or work with the youth. But it was a time in our ministry where our worship leader and the people that were doing the music at that time, they had stepped down and then they went to another church. And so my dad was like, you know, we went home and I was like, Dad, who's going to do music? Mind you, nobody in my family does music. Nobody sings.
Oh, wow.
There's no one that plays the drums, at least no one that does anything. When I first started off at the church, when I was maybe about 5 when we started our church, my dad would play the organ and I would be playing the drums. And I didn't know what I was doing, but it was just, you know, when your father's church is just starting, you're bound to play anything.
Right.
And he would just play in one key, and I would just bam on the drums. But, you know, I knew that was not my calling, to be no drummer. But I was like, well, Dad, who's going to do worship? And he was like, you are. And I was like, oh, no, I am not. That is the greatest calling in the world next to being a pastor, because
yeah.
you're just people emotions and their spirit is, you know, is depending on you basically to lead them to a place of worship
yeah.
where they can't get to on their own. So I was like, oh, no, Dad, I'm not ready. You know, I'm nervous. I'm shy. You know how I am. I was singing a choir, sing a solo, but lead worship. And
not
so Sunday came, and he was like, you know, I was serious, right? I was like, oh, okay. So I got up, and I did worship for that first day. And afterwards, I was just sitting there in awe. I was like, did I really just lead worship, like, all by myself for 45 minutes?
Wow.
And people were just complimenting me about how God just really blessed them through what I did. And so I was just like, wow, well, maybe this is what I can do. And from then, I kept doing it, and I just got very comfortable just being able to be free, because it really isn't about the people. It's about God, and he will bless the people through what you're doing as long as you please him. So that's how that came about. At first, I was not thinking about doing anything as far as
wow.
independently as an artist, but yes.
I always like to ask that question. I always like to ask that question because sometimes I feel like maybe preacher's kids feel like, well, I've got to find somewhere or other,
somewhere.
You know, otherwise, yeah, my parents won't, you know, be excited about that. But anyway, okay, good. So thanks for giving the behind the scoop. See, listeners, you're getting the behind the scene,
behind the scenes.
On the dynamic Shayna Wilson. So you want to go get that project, iTunes, Amazon.com, everywhere you can find it. I love you. Coming out in 3 days. I'm telling you what, Shayna, what are one or two of your most favorite tracks on this new project? And I know that's probably a hard question to answer.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You know, At Your Feet may uh-huh. be one of my favorites.
Okay.
Give Me You. I have a song, Give Me You. And then so many. I Love You, one of my singles called I Love You. It's really catchy. It's really edgy, very contemporary Christian. It just has so much guitar. It's just very moving when I hear the song I Love You. So I Love You has to be one of my favorites. At Your Feet, Give Me You, Remember Me, Never Be the Same. All of them.
Okay, we're
going to
say the whole
them.
Project. So listeners,
yes,
you're going to love the
whole project.
Project.
So do not skip over. Just press play and let them all play through.
There you go. Oh, you know what? I don't want to forget the Powerful Voices contest. So you are entered in the Powerful Voices contest, and we need people to vote, right?
Yes, they have to vote. You know, my sister, she told me the other day, I sent out a text to my family, like, are you voting? She said, I missed 3 days. I said, ma'am, that is three votes that I am missing. I need the votes of the people. Come on now. It's like running for president. I'm trying to win this. But, yes, I have been honored. My staff, my managing staff, they were like, well, you know, it wouldn't hurt to do something. It's for the cause of stroke.
Yes.
You know, my family has been, we have been hit by the stroke disease. My grandmother, she passed from a stroke. And so, you know, I'm a strong believer that God is a healer.
Yes.
But there's just some instances where we cannot control what God does or has happened to us. So, you know, I am 100% behind this cause to healthy living. You know, even with me and my lifestyle, I'm trying to move towards that healthy living lifestyle and just
me
be
too,
in control
too.
Of what I eat. You know,
yes.
You have to be in control. And so, yes, I'm in this competition. And I usually don't do contests because I don't believe that we need to fight for God's attention.
Right.
You know, I don't believe that. But, you know, people can vote based upon the songs that you put on there. So it's not kind of like, you know, based upon your voice or your talent. But it's just about the songs that God has given you. And so whatever the people or whoever will the people want to vote for, they can do that. But I strongly ask that you will vote for Shayna Wilson.
Great.
Just click that heart, that five hearts, and give me your vote every day. You can only vote once a day. That's the only downfall before it. But it's very fair. You can vote as many times as you can before the 27th. So.
Cool.
Thank you, Charmette. Let me do that commercial.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Powerful Voices. And actually, listeners, you've heard the PSA for that. So we'll play that again during the commercial break so you'll be reminded of that. And if you follow Shayna on Twitter, it's real easy to click the link. So, Shayna, tell us your Twitter address.
Yes, it's twitter.com/ShaynaWilson, S-H-A-N-A. Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, it's all together, Shayna Wilson. Very simple and very easy to follow me, so go and click that follow button. I promise I will get on your nerves on your timeline. Fill it up with so many great things.
But that's like the easiest way to keep up. So listeners, follow Shayna on Twitter. Follow me if you're following me on Twitter. I've been retweeting her, so that's an easy way to connect. Of course, twitter.com/Charvette. If you're not following me, what you doing, man? Follow me.
I just followed you, Charvette.
Well, thank you for following me. And Facebook, you can find us both on Facebook. So definitely Shayna Wilson's music page on Facebook. And, of course, you can connect with me, facebook.com/Charvette. If you're already connected, it's easy to connect with Shayna from there because I've tagged her and posted tweets and all that good stuff. All right, so I have gone over my time with you. This is my last question.
Oh, wow.
The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate Shayna Wilson.
What continues to motivate me? One of my biggest motivations is when I go out and minister, or even when I'm not ministering and I'm on Twitter and Facebook, just to see the replies and the responses from people being blessed from my music, it's just it's an overwhelming feeling of gratitude and thanks to God, because people, you just never know who you can touch. I wouldn't have never thought in a million years that I would be doing the ministry that I'm doing now, and I'm just so grateful and humbled by the experience of just being able to worship with different people. But my motivation really comes from the young people when they're just saying, you know, how they gotten closer to God and how they've been able to turn away from some things and just go towards God.
Yeah.
It has been a great motivation. So that will be one of my biggest motivations, to just seeing people go to a deeper level in their worship through the songs that God has given me. It's not about Shayna Wilson, but it's about the music. And so if I can write for other people and not sing them at all, as long as people are being blessed and as long as I'm being obedient to what God is telling me to do, then that is my motivation. So just when I just see people worshiping freely and going after nothing but God, I am encouraged. So that would be one of my greatest motivations.
Wonderful. Well said. Well said. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're going to let our listeners hear Press in Your Presence, and we're also going to play Bethel right after that, and we're going to keep on tap and download your project, I Love You, as of January 20th, and we just wish you much more success.
Yay. Thank you, Charvette, and thank you, listeners.
Woohoo. Thanks, those in the chat room. Thanks, those that are on the phone lines. Here you go, Shayna Wilson, Press in your Presence. Anybody want to press a little further? Anybody want to press a little further? Somebody lift your voice into the Lord. Tell him, God, I want to press a little further. Press in your presence. Come on, we about to get out of your way, but we want to press a little further, amen.
If I can just press in your presence, behold the beauty of your face. If I can just press in your presence, and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence, and leave all my cares behind me, I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just lay at your feet, for I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just praise at your feet, right here.
Come on and tell the Lord you want to press a little deeper. Somebody tell the Lord, if I can just press,
if I can just press,
press in your presence,
press in your
behold the beauty of your face.
The beauty of
your face.
If I can just press,
press in your presence,
press in your
and never leave this place again. If I can just press in your presence, and leave all my cares where they are, I will be whole, I'll still believe, I will just lay at your feet. one of the new faces of praise and worship, you definitely have to check out our project. Amazon.com, iTunes, all that good stuff. I'm excited to have those that are just joining us. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back from the break, we'll be playing Bethel by Shayna Wilson as well. We're also going to feature a new track from Lori Michelle. You're really, really going to like it. Oh, you know what? Before I go to commercial break, I should shout out some of our listeners and where they are listening from. Big, big, big shout out. Those listening from Nashville, Tennessee, we see you. Those listening from Detroit, Michigan, hello. Richmond, Virginia, hey there. Woodbridge, Virginia, how you doing? Little Rock, Arkansas, welcome. New York, welcome. San Juan, how you doing? Fort Lauderdale, Florida, welcome. Ellenwood, Georgia, hello there. Elizabeth City, North Carolina, how you doing? Oh, my goodness, what else do we have here? Oh, my Franklin Park, Illinois, oh, Suitland, Maryland, and Claremont, Virginia, and the list goes on. So big shout out to all of our listeners. We thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Listen, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you a gospel singer or in a gospel group? If so, the American Stroke Association wants you to enter the Most Powerful Voices competition. Simply upload a video or MP3 by January 27th to power.watchgmctv.com. Then get your friends and family to vote for you. Former Destiny's Child singer Michelle Williams and an industry leader from Light Records will judge the top 10. Win fabulous prizes and receive important stroke information. Visit power.watchgmctv.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. So excited to have you joining us here in our artist spotlight featuring Shayna Wilson. We're going to be playing Bethel, which is from her first project that you'll get to hear. And we just listened to Press in Your Presence, and I'm telling you what, praise and worship music is so critical. It just kind of helps you keep your mind focused and keep yourself together. And certainly if you're listening and you lead praise and worship at your church, this is a project you should definitely check out. This is definitely a project you should check out. So I also want to give a big shout out to two people from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. One I personally know, Mr. Baxton Baylor. He is in a contest with the 2012 Democratic National Committee. They are holding a poster flyer contest to select the design of the flyer that will advertise the 2012 Democratic National Convention that'll be in Charlotte. How big is that, right? All right, so there are two graphic artists from Richmond, Virginia that are in the contest. A friend of mine, Baxton Baylor, and then also Andre Johnson. Listen, if you go to my Facebook page, and even if you're not friends of mine, that's fine. It's a public post. On my Facebook page, you will see the link about this flyer contest, and you get to pick up to your three top favorite flyers or posters here, and one of the graphic artists that created this, created their flyer, will get selected, and their flyer will be chosen as the main advertisement for the Democratic National Convention. So talk about exposure there. Wow. So big shout out to Baxton Baylor and Andre They are on that contest. Again, you can find that on Facebook.com/Charvette. Go vote for them, you know, and support and all that good stuff. All right, so we're going into our next music spotlight again, featuring Shayna Wilson, praise and worship music, and this is called Bethel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
God, I want to be the place where you live, Jesus. I stand in awe, in awe of your presence, the beauty of your righteousness. We need a touch from your grace. And here the chains must fall at the power of your word. And here the chains must fall at the power of your word. Right here in this moment, the chains must fall at the power of your word. And every knee must bow and tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And this shall be called the house of worship. This shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the place of Bethel, the place where God is. This shall be called the house of worship. This shall be called the place of praise. This shall be called the place of Bethel,
and Shayna Wilson, Bethel. Oh, my God. Don't you want to be where God is? Don't you want to be in his presence? I'm telling you what, it makes a difference in your day. It makes a difference in your world. It makes a difference in your life. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Shayna Wilson, support her. Check her out. I'm telling you what, she is a rising star. She's a rising star. Oh, guess what? The Stella Awards took place this past weekend, and if you didn't hear about the winners, well, guess what? I'm going to let you know about the 2012 Stella Award winners. Yes, Artist of the Year, Vashawn Mitchell. Oh, my goodness. Song of the Year, Kirk Franklin with Smile. Male Vocalist of the Year, again, Vashawn Mitchell. Big shout out to him. Albertina Walker, Female Vocalist of the Year, Miss Kim Burrell. Group Duo of the Year, Mary Mary. Listen, New Artist of the Year, Iyana Crawley. Shout out to her. CD of the Year, Kirk Franklin. No surprise there. Choir of the Year, Ricky Dillard and New G. Producers of the Year, Kirk Franklin for Hello. Instrumental CD, Moses Tyson. Oh, my goodness. Contemporary Group Duo of the Year, Mary Mary. Again, no surprise there. Traditional Group Duo of the Year, the Rance Allen Group, the Live Experience. All right. Contemporary Male of the Year, Vashawn Mitchell again. Oh, my goodness. Traditional Male Vocalist of the Year, Smokey Norfolk, Contemporary Female Vocalist of the Year, Kim Burrell. Traditional Female Vocalist of the Year, Beverly Crawford. Contemporary CD of the Year, Kirk Franklin. Traditional CD of the Year, Smokey Norfolk. Urban Inspirational Single or Performance of the Year, Vashawn Mitchell for Nobody Greater. How many of y'all know there is nobody greater? Music Video of the Year, guess what? Vashawn Mitchell again, Nobody Greater. Oh, my goodness. Music Video of the Year, Long Format, Dedrick Haddon. A Traditional Choir of the Year, Mississippi Mass Choir. Contemporary Choir of the Year, Shekinah Glory Ministry. The Thomas A. Dorsey Most Notable Achievement Award honoree, Vi Higgins. And Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones Legendary Legend Awards honoree, Dorothy Norwood. And last but not least, James Cleveland Lifetime Achievement Award honoree, John P. Key. So big shout out, big clap to all of those that won. We applaud you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're excited for you and the move of God for your life, and just that honor and that recognition helps you just move a little bit further, move a little bit closer. All right, so listen, I'm going to feature a new artist, a neo soul, neo gospel. She's from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Her name is Lori Michelle. You can find her music on CD Baby. Very simply, just look for Lori Michelle. The project is called Keep, and I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks from her project. It's called Sweet Escape. Again, this is Lori Michelle from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and you're about to listen to Sweet Escape right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you.
by Lori Michelle. I like that vibe, huh? That's nice. I like that. I like that. Big shout out to her. Listen, we'll feature more music from her, and we'll also have her back for artist spotlight so you can learn more about that new artist. I'm telling you what, we started the top of the hour out with Shayna Wilson. Her project is out in 3 days, ladies and gentlemen. It's called I Love You. Make sure you support. Purchase the project. iTunes, Amazon.com, all that good stuff. Listen, listen, listen. If you are in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and you need something to do Valentine's weekend, well, I have the perfect thing for you to do. Whether you're single or booed up or coupled up or all that good stuff, listen, listen, listen. My church, New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, is sponsoring a Valentine's ball. It's going to be held at the Sheraton South, right off of Midlothian Turnpike, the Sheraton South Hotel at 5 p.m. on Sunday, February 12th. It's a Valentine's ball. It's going to feature a full buffet, dinner buffet, live music by Greg Mitchell. Oh, my goodness, the attire is festive, cocktail wear after 5. Tickets are only $35 for a single ticket, and tickets are $60 for a couple. So you save $5 a piece, well, really $10, if you at least find somebody to come with you, because you can get the couple rate for $60. You know, y'all know how y'all do stuff. So come on out, ladies, get dolled up, you know, look cute. Again, this is open to singles and couples. Gentlemen, come on out, you know, find an escort, find a little lady, what have you, and enjoy the Valentine's Ball. It's being put on Sunday, February 12th, 5 p.m., Sheraton South Hotel in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. You can find out more information at www.njicm.com. Again, that's www.njicm.com. Also, just check my Facebook page, and I'll have information about for you. You know, I'm always looking out for y'all. Yes, I'm always looking out for some fabulous things for you all. Listen, next week's show is going to be really exciting. We have all gentlemen on the show. It's about the brothers next week. We start out the top of the hour next show with Isaac Simpson, an artist spotlight. Then we have some author spotlights. We're going to be talking to Vincent Ellis White. He has a brand new book out. He started his first book with a relationship book, Relationship Recipes. The second book is a memoir, sort of, if you want to call it that. He is talking about finding Chris. The title of the book is Finding Chris, Finding His Father. And so it'll be really, really interesting. We'll get to hear him. And you've heard Vincent many times on the show. He's been on many of our Men Confess relationship segments. So we're excited about his second book, and that we'll be able to feature him. So if you missed any of our past shows, you can always go to charvette.com and listen to any of the past shows. We've had Shay Hilliard. We've had Todd Dulaney, like, just in the last 2 weeks or so. So if you love praise and worship, and you love different that type of music, the last couple weeks of shows, you can definitely check. And really, you can go back as far as 2007, all kinds of shows that we've had. Anything that hits your taste bud or your spices, I'm telling you what, we've done a show on it. Ladies, the relationships, you know, we are always talking about relationships. We're going to keep that going and keep that moving in 2012. So that will be no surprise at all to you. If you have suggestions for relationship topics, let me know. Send me an email. You can do that, or send me a contact message on my website, which is charvette.com. That's the easiest way to contact me, the easiest way to also get information about the shows, upcoming and past shows. Or if you have a guest suggestion, someone you think that would be really great for our listeners, hit me up on charvette.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/charvette, and connect with me on Facebook. Facebook.com/Charvette. Well, I'm telling you what, today's show was super fun. Thank you so much for checking us out. We're going to see you next Tuesday. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.